Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's daily devotional, Moments in the Word. But first, here's his message, A Song for the Family, Part 2.
Take your Bibles and turn to the 127th Psalm. As a reminder from the past message in Psalm 127, this is known as a song of ascent. There is a collection in the Psaltery, the book of Psalms, of these songs where the children of Israel and their families, their clans, their groups, their neighborhoods would travel together for the great festivals in Jerusalem. And these songs were composed under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that they would sing them and share them together. And God preserved in this hymn book of faith, the book of Psalms, these kinds of songs for the people, songs of the people. And today's song, again, is a song for the family. Because you would expect with families traveling together, worshiping together, that there would be a focus on the family. So Psalm 127 speaks of the Lord building the house and the watchman over the city. But then he says in verse 3, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate." Now it's clear in this song, in these verses, that this is a battle song. It is a battle cry, in effect. These are the words that we speak regarding our children when we sit even to face our enemies who come against us at the gate. Now we know in our generation there is an all-out assault upon the values and the virtues of our nation. And of course, a nation is simply a collection of homes and families and people together. So goes the family, so goes the nation. And the target zone is the home. And your children, your family. Satan roams about like a roaring lion, a predator, seeking whom he may devour. He is a liar and a murderer. Jesus said he comes to kill, maim, and murder, to destroy. And again, all of the artillery of hell is being unleashed against your family and mine. So this is, in effect, a battle cry, this song for the family. It is an anthem that we should sing together and share together and study together. Because this generation and the generations to come are hanging in the balance. Many of our own children don't know God's word, much less even the Ten Commandments. Our children in churches are growing up without moral moorings. And most today in our country are saying there is no absolute truth. We have lost our moral compass and conscience. And what previously was shamefully hidden is now publicly celebrated. That which was previously unimaginable is becoming commonplace, normalized. When some of us grew up, Christian faith and Judeo-Christian ethics was commonplace, or it was the consensus, if you will, of our nation and many parts of the world. Now we're living in a generation in which Christians and Bible-believing Christians in particular are being marginalized. Stand for truth, stand for God's word, stand for moral convictions, and you will be labeled as and libeled as a hater, a bigot, or just plain weird. And out of it, we're marginalized, and increasingly with the losses of religious freedom, that are coming our way unless we stem the tide. Unless we stem the tide, religious freedoms are being taken away from us as believers, and ultimately our faith could be, and at some point already is, not just marginalized, but criminalized. Criminalized. And in many parts of the world, of course, we know Christians and others are being persecuted for our faith. We need to continue to stand and work for religious freedom. But increasing hostility against Christians and against the Christian home as we have known it. So we have a big job. As I said, as the family goes, so goes the nation. And the meltdown of the family in our own times is catastrophic and is equaling chaos in the world. So this is appropriate. This is a spiritual battle in the midst of a godless culture. And we're losing ground. We're losing ground. So in one sense, I want to be that watchman on the wall today to stand and warn you of what is coming, because we cannot be innocent bystanders. We can't stand around and just watch this happen. We must fight back with faith and engage the culture. And one way, the primary way we're going to do this is by saving our families and sending our children and grandchildren into the future with faith. This is the legacy. The scripture says that children are a gift from God, our heritage. This is our history. This is your legacy. Your children, your grandchildren is the future of this country. And therefore, we have this major responsibility, this massive responsibility to prepare them, to protect them. Yes, that's part of our role and responsibility in our families, is to protect our children, but not just to protect them and put them in holy huddles, but to prepare them to send them into the world as an assault. You know, an arrow is an offensive weapon, and we should be shaping our children and directing our children and propelling our children as an assault on the enemy, to punch holes in the darkness and to gain ground again for the kingdom of God. So our involvement is clear. It is to shape and then send our children into the culture as change agents, as gospel witnesses. And just as a soldier is to be prepared for battle and is prepared for warfare, we must prepare our children like arrows in the hands of a mighty man are the children of thy youth. Arrows are not just to be collected. Arrows are to be projected. And so how are we to prepare them so that we may propel them? How are we to raise our children so that we can release them into the world? Three simple ideas today. Fathers and mothers, but let's start with fathers, mothers, parents, working together. But it starts with us, men, like arrows in the hand of a mighty man, notwithstanding the power and the influence of a mom and a woman. In fact, the women are mentioned here, the womb. And once you have delivered those children, of course, you have the joy of nurturing them, nourishing them, loving them, influencing your children. But listen to me, men, dads. One of the big problems we have in our culture is dropout dads. The absence of fathers in the home. And even when they're there, some of them are absent. Absenteeism, AWOL in this spiritual battle. And the statistics prove it. It's without question that when dad is not present in a child's life, So often the results, drugs, alcohol, emotional disturbances, depression of all kinds, suicide rates are higher than ever among teenagers. Pornography, immorality, you name it, it all skyrockets without the protection and the presence of a father in the home. So fathers and mothers, pay attention. We're to be strong parents, accounted for. Dads, men who love their children by first loving their wives, who are involved in influencing their children spiritually. Not turning over the spiritual training of the kids just to mom or the church or somebody else. But guys, this is on us to own it, because our boys and our girls are looking to dad to show some spiritual leadership, some faithful fortitude in your life, not to be a carnal Christian living for yourself or a casual Christian, lukewarm and indifferent to the things of God, but like a mighty man, a strong man, a powerful warrior, that you, dad, would lead your children and love them well. Every child deserves a dad who loves God and loves their mom and loves them. Fathers and mothers. And you never can tell what difference you're making, even when you don't even know it. Fathers and mothers, it starts with us.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, A Song for the Family, Part 2. If this past year has taught us anything, it's that daily time with the Lord is a lifeline of hope. Those special moments each day when you rest in God's presence and spend time in His Word are life-giving. That's why we want to help you walk closer with the Lord in 2021 by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This encouraging resource is our thanks for your gift today to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. So call now to request your copy of Moments in the Word when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, A Song for the Family, Part 2.
Secondly, what I'm going to call fundamentals. Being that dad, that mom in your family, preparing and propelling your children into the world for the kingdom of God. There are certain basics. One, lead your children to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ as soon as possible. It's your privilege to bring up your children to know Christ. There's no greater joy, the scripture says, but that to know that your children walk in truth. Beg them to follow Jesus if they don't know Jesus. Some of you came to Christ later in your own life, and even after the children had left home, and now your children don't know the Lord, and you're brokenhearted about that. That's why right now, get on your knees, get on your face before God as soon as possible and cry out to God. Their eternal destiny is at stake. Bring your children to Jesus. Secondly, teach them a biblical worldview. Now, that sounds pretty austere, a biblical worldview, but really, I'm saying just teach them the simple truths of the Bible so that when they begin to see the world, they see it through the lens of Scripture. whether you're just taking their little small faces in your hands and teaching them to sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Teach your children that great truth. Help them to grow up learning the Ten Commandments, knowing the Sermon on the Mount, learning the principles of the Bible. Now, this takes time, and this takes your presence and your involvement. We have so many tools and techniques. There's an app for that. But it takes you teaching them, training them. But then train your children to obey. You know, a soldier, if they're going to be in a battle, learn to obey the commanding officers. One of the most important things you can teach your children is obedience. Obeying God and obeying God-ordained authorities in their lives. Starting with parents. Boys and girls, teenagers, the Bible says, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. Honor your father and your mother. Obey your parents, the scripture says, for this is right. But parents, we must teach our children to obey because they don't naturally obey. In fact, children, every baby is bent. Arrows are not arrows. They were once sticks. And our children, before they become arrows, were sticks and crooked sticks at that. The default setting of a human being, including your precious little child or grandchild, the default setting, the human nature that is born in all of us, is to rebel. We are, as the scripture says, and so are your precious little ones, sons of disobedience. The Bible says they go forth from their mother's womb speaking lies. That's why you don't have to teach a child a lie. You have to teach a child not to lie. But see, this is the opposite of what society tells us or culture is saying us. This is not what the social engineers are saying. You know, the idea is that everyone is basically good. Just give them a good start. Give them a good education. Give them the right tools, and they'll be fine. Or many would say, no, we are morally neutral. We are not born morally neutral. We go forth from our mother's womb. We were conceived in sin. Not the act of conception is sin, but conceived, and that produces sinners, the children of Adam. It's genetic. Your children got it from you. And you got it from your parents. And so something has to be done. If you have the attitude, I've heard parents say, well, you know what? I'm not going to force my religion on my kids. I'm just going to back off and let them choose whatever they choose. Let them go whatever direction they feel led to go. I can tell you which way they will be led to go if you don't lead them. And it's not God's way. They're born going the wrong way. Everybody's born with their back towards God. This is why we need a Savior. This is why your child needs a Savior. This is why Jesus died on the cross and rose again, so that we can not only be born, but be born again. And then to learn to obey God. Parents, that's our responsibility, to shape them. Just like you whittle a stick and make it into an arrow. It takes discipline, and it takes, sometimes it's costly. You know, if you're shaping a stick, there's some cutting involved. Children need to learn that even through suffering, we grow and we trust the Lord. Another thing, teach your children purity and modesty. Now, this is against the grain culturally. But it's your responsibility, dads and moms, to make sure that your children are speaking, their language is appropriate, that their dress is appropriate, that their behaviors are consistent with the Christian life. That's on us. That's our responsibility. And it's a fight. I know sometimes when you take the daughter down to get a new dress, it's a fight as to what she's going to wear. But who's the parent? Who's in charge here? You are. So teach them God's way, not their way. Teach them biblical principles that will help them make good decisions. Cover your children in prayer. That's another thing. I know my parents prayed for us. I know my parents always lifted my name up to the Lord every day. Jim Elliot, who was the great missionary, he said this: "Grieve not then if your sons seem to desert you. Remember how the psalmist described children? He said that they were a heritage from the Lord and that every man should be happy who had his quiver full of them. And what is a quiver full of arrows? And what are arrows but for to shoot? So with strong arms of prayer, draw the bowstring back and let the arrows fly, all of them, straight at the enemy's hosts." Prayer will launch your children. And prayer will put your children at a distinct advantage at school, in the culture, in their future. But one final thing, and I'll wrap up with this. Fathers and mothers, fundamentals, just doing these basic things. And then faith. You know, we've really already talked about faith, but unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. You can't do this on your own. You need God. I've been a pastor now since I was 19. So that's about 47 or 8 years. I've been a pastor that long. I've been a dad. Now I'm a granddad. And things have always been bad and in the past, maybe worse. But I can only say, I've never seen anything like we're dealing with today. The challenges, the godlessness, the sinfulness, the corruption, the debauchery, all that. That's the world in which we live, in which we are sending our children. How do we propose to do that without faith in a great God who can deliver us and deliver our children? A faith that loves God, loves people, loves God's church and its leaders. Bring your children to be a part of the ministry so they will choose Christian friends, where they will choose a Christian husband or wife to be around other Christians. That's our opportunity. Are you teaching and training your children to give? You know, we're all born takers, and we only learn in Christ to become givers. What are your children seeing in terms of giving and taking in your life? To teach our children to worship God. Sometimes kids don't want to go to church. Why? They're just like the rest of us. Somebody needs to lead them. They wake up, they don't want to go to church again. Who is the parent? Teach faith. Train them in faith. And watch your children fly.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and the message, A Song for the Family, Part 2. What's the wisest, kindest thing you could do for yourself this year? The answer is stop relying on yourself for strength and endurance, and instead look to God each day as your lifeline of hope and joy. We want to help you do that by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This practical, easy-to-use devotional helps you connect with God each day so you can be refreshed in His presence and rely on His Word for guidance and comfort. Get your copy of Moments in the Word when you call and give to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. 877-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
We're living in a world where parents are really facing so many challenges to raise children in a godly way. This is an ungodly society, and the godlessness and sinfulness, the depravity and really, frankly, debauchery that we see in our country and around the world today makes parenting a huge challenge for our times. But we have the promise of God that if we will parent according to God's word, his wisdom, if we will prayerfully lead our children and support them, that our children can grow up strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We're living in a dark world, but we're shining as Christians as the light of Jesus Christ and passing our faith along to our children. I believe if we will invest faith into the lives of our children, that our children can grow up as well as our grandchildren, make a difference in this world, and really help turn our nation and the world around by the grace and the power of God. So let me challenge you to preach the gospel to your children, share salvation with them, disciple them in the Word of God, develop habits of godliness in their lives, such as church attendance and prayer and Bible reading. All of these things will help your children grow in faith. Our children need parents who are courageous, not best friends, but parents who truly are parents, not just being around, but being in our children's lives. They need moms and dads who make a difference, who lead them well, according to God's word. So train up your children and teach them the truth about Jesus and how to follow him. And you will live a legacy and leave a legacy for generations to come.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Jack Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Join Dr. Graham next time as he brings a message about how you can live a truly meaningful life. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.